Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Mishnah Shviyas Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Bas Rabbi Yaakov Meisha Hernis Shem Shadav Noliyah and Mischos Rachel Bas Rabbi Gittel and Daniel Eliezer Ben Spire Rachel. They should be benched for Zerah Shal Kayama Bekarav Mamish. Now we had learned yesterday that one is allowed to plow an entire Sdei Ilan, an entire field of trees, before Shemitah, as long as there's a minimum of 3 trees in this field, and that each tree can produce a fig cake that weighs 60 Italian money, and we had said that the equivalent of 60 Italian money is 576,000 kernels of barley. You're probably still counting all that barley from yesterday. Now this Mishnah continues with that halacha, Echad Ilan Srak ve'Echad Ilan Machal. This halacha applies whether we're talking about an Ilan Srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, or a fruit-bearing tree, but it's not necessarily a fig tree. Either which way, Rayonai son, we view these trees ki'iluhem te'enim, as if they're fig trees. Imru uyim lasois kikar dvela shal shishamana b'italki, if these trees are able to produce this amount of figs, so then, charshin kol beisa b'shvilon, the entire beisa is allowed to be plowed because of these trees. However, pachas mikan, if they can't produce that amount of figs, ein charshin lahem el etzarchan, we're only allowed to plow whatever is necessary for the tree itself, and we had said yesterday, what is the tzarech of the tree? The amount of space it takes up for the fellow who's picking the figs to stand there with his basket, that's the only amount of space he's allowed to plow around if he's not able to fulfill all these criteria. Now, it is important to point out that even though an Ilan Srak, a non-fruit-bearing tree, doesn't produce fruits, it's still very beneficial for the tree to plow the ground around it. And that's why Ilan Srak are included in this Mishnah. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, we continue with this halacha. Haya echad oisa kikar dvela, ushnayim ein oisin. Let's say one of these 3 trees is able to produce this amount of figs, or it's strong enough, sturdy enough, healthy enough to produce this amount of figs, but 2 of them are not able to. Oy, shnayim oisin, ve'echad ein oisa. Or 2 of them could produce this amount, and 1 of them can't. Ein charshin lahem el etzarchan. The only amount he's allowed to plow is whatever is necessary for each tree. Ad sheyu mishloisha ad tisha, there has to be anywhere between a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 9 trees that produce this amount of figs. Anything less than that, he's not allowed to plow the entire field for them. However, let's say hayu asara, there's 10 trees in the field, me'asaru lamala, or more than 10 trees in the field, bein oisin, bein she'enin oisin, whether they are able to produce that amount or they're not able to produce that amount, charshin kol beisa b'shvilon, the entire field is allowed to be plowed because of these trees. In other words, this halacha that we've been talking about, that if he has 3 trees that can produce this amount of figs, then he can plow the entire field for them, that's only talking about anywhere between 3 and 9 trees. But if he has 10 or more trees, so then he's allowed to plow the entire beisa for them, even though they're skinny, scrawny trees and none of them are able to produce this amount of figs. But now the Mishnah moves on to explain something very important. These previous Mishnayas, we've been talking about this halacha that we've already said is called Tosefes Shviyas. A person has to add on a little bit to Shemitah itself. He has to make sure to not plow in his field before Shemitah if that's going to be a benefit on Shemitah itself. And the question is, where does this halacha of Tosefes Shviyas come from? So the Tanakhama tells us, Shenemar, that's because it says in the Pasuk, Becharish uvakatzar tishbais, from plowing and harvesting one shall rest. Now this Pasuk, Becharish uvakatzar tishbais, is not said specifically in regards to Shemitah. It's actually said in a Pasuk about Shabbos. The Pasuk about Shabbos says, Sheshes yamim tavoid, for 6 days you shall work, uvayayim ashvi tishbais, and on the 7th day you shall rest, Becharish uvakatzar tishbais, from plowing and harvesting you shall rest. But Chazal explained that it can't be that these words, Becharish uvakatzar or Tishbais, are talking about Shabbos itself, because we already have a different pasuk that tells us that we're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. That pasuk says, V'yoyim hashvi Shabbos l'Hashem lo'isasa kol malacha. The 7th day is Shabbos for Hashem, don't do any work. So we already know we're not allowed to do work on Shabbos. It must be that this pasuk of Becharish v'katzar Tishbais is talking about something else. What's it talking about? It's talking about Shemitah. Okay, that's great. It's talking about Shemitah. But we still have to further explain. It can't be talking about Shemitah itself, because we already have a different pasuk that tells us that we're not allowed to plow or harvest on Shemitah. That pasuk tells us, Sadcha loy sezra, v'karmacha loy sezmar, don't plant your field or vineyard. And there's more psukim like that as well regarding Shemitah. So it must be that this pasuk of Becharish v'katzar Tishbais is talking about Shemitah, but not Shemitah itself, before Shemitah. Let's just read that in the Mishnah. Ein tzarech lomar charish v'katzar shel shviyas. we can't say that this pasuk of Bechar Shebekatzar Tishbais is talking about Shemitah itself, no plowing, no harvesting on Shemitah, because we already have other psukim that tell us that. Ela, must be that it's telling us something about Char Shel Erev Shvias, Shu Nichnas L'Shvias, that there's an isser of plowing Erev Shemitah if that plowing is going to be beneficial for Shemitah, and Vekatzar Shel Shvias, Shu Yatzel L'Maitzei Shvias. It's also telling us something about harvesting on Matzei Shemitah, meaning the year after Shemitah, if that produce that he was harvesting grew on Shemitah, and that's a particular halacha that we're going to learn about later. So in short, the Tanakhama just told us that this chiyuv of Tosefes Shvias, one has to add on to Shemitah a little bit before Shemitah, comes from a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel argues with the Tanakhama's understanding of this pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel says that this pasuk of Bechar Shebekatzar Tishbais has to do with Shabbos. It's written in a pasuk that's talking about Shabbos and is telling us a Shabbos-related halacha. What is it teaching us? Mechar Rishos, just like plowing is always a Rishos, it's always optional. We don't find any time that there's a mitzvah to plow, so that means that plowing is always optional. And that's the type of plowing which is Asur on Shabbos, optional plowing. Af Katzar Rishos, so too, the type of harvesting that's Asur on Shabbos is the type of harvesting which is optional. Yatza Katsira Omer, that excludes the harvesting of the Karban Omer. Harvesting of the Karban Omer is a mitzvah. We know the Karban Omer is brought the second day of Pesach, and we obviously have to harvest it before then, and if the only time that we're able to harvest it is on Shabbos, so then we'd be allowed to harvest it on Shabbos. That's because that's not an optional harvesting, that's a harvesting which is a chiyuv. The only type of harvesting which is asur on Shabbos is something which is optional, but if it's not optional, it's permitted on Shabbos. Now pay attention over here. What comes out of this machlekes is something very important. Is the chiyuv of Tosefes Shvias learned from a pasuk or not? According to the Tanakhama, it's learned from the pasuk of Bechar Shebekatzar Tishbais. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai. Halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai means we don't necessarily have a source for it in the pasuk. It came from Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai, and we know it to be 100% valid halacha. But the source is not in the pasuk. Now, why does that make a difference? Because as a halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, bizman beis hamikdash, when we have the beis hamikdash, the chiyuv of Tosefes Shvias is really only 30 days before Shemitah begins. Now, as we learned in the first Mishnah, the Chachamim pushed that time even earlier to Shavuos, first day Elon. But, as we also said yesterday, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din paskind that now work is mutter up until Rosh Hashanah itself, and we don't have to stop working so early in the field. And how are they able to do that? That's because many sermon halachas relevant to Shemitah only retain their extreme chumrah as a dairaisa when we have a Beis HaMikdash. But as we just said, after Churban HaBayis, after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, when the halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai of Tosefes Shvias wasn't in effect anymore, so Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin were able to paskin like they did, removing this extra chumrah regarding Stei Elon. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.